Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us safe in the coronavirus effort. Thank you very much. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, helping to keep the waterways moving. Thanks for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now to say the pledge for the second time is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And I want to give a special shout-out to our dispatcher, retired dispatcher friend from the state police upstate New York, Sue, and her dog, Pineapple, who actually barked at me on Saturday, Kyle. I was saying, hi, Pineapple, and I got the rah, 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 so, oh, well. But anyway, that was just Pineapple being Pineapple. All right, we've got a caller. Let's take the caller right away. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where you're calling from?
It's Scott from the Commonwealth. Just love listening to you and the professor. And anyways, I used to be a Democrat. I'm now a Republican. I'm firmly in support of President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just think that everyone should still have, like, a little bit of an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I could say some things.
Can I ask you a question? I want to know your opinion. Defund police. Good idea, bad idea?
Terrible idea.
Thank you. Okay. All right, and I'm pretty sure most of the people in the
Blue Lives Matter too.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that most of the people in the Commonwealth are law and order people.
Yes, sir. Most. No, not all.
All right. Well, thank you. Go ahead.
But anyways, no. That's a terrible idea.
Okay.
Because they'll be selling bricks left and right even more.
Yeah, bricks. How about guns? All right, we'll be. Thanks a lot,
okay.
Scott. We'll
anyway,
keep going.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Good morning, sir.
Thank you very much. Okay, and I wanted to ask that question because sometimes you get an answer you don't expect, but that's good. I'm glad to hear that. All right, well, let's start with the update on the Cedar Park, Texas. That's by Austin, Texas standoff. We understand it's now a standoff, and they've got, the suspect, they say, may be wounded with three hostages inside a house where three police officers have already been shot and wounded.
That's correct, Captain. At this hour, this is the information that we have. What started about 3 p.m. local time in a suburb of Austin called Cedar Park. There was, of course, a call that came in. But right now, as it stands, three Cedar Park police officers were shot and wounded. They're all in stable condition, we understand, at a local hospital, which is good. But as of about 9 p.m. local time on Sunday, the situation is that you have the gunman who is barricaded in the residence, basically, near the 2400 block of Natalie Cove in the Heritage Park subdivision. And they're barricaded in the house with the person's mother, someone identified simply as a juvenile, and an unknown third person. The police chief there has been making pleas to the gunman to say, if you're listening to this, please come out and surrender yourself so that they can try to essentially end the standoff peaceably. Basically, officers were called to the scene. The suspect's mother, we understand, in contacting police, saying that her son had kicked in the door and was being aggressive, according to the reports. And once the officers got there, they were fired upon, basically. And so, again, this is an ongoing situation, we understand, and the Austin police, the Cedar Park police, I should say, are on the scene.
Okay. And before we have to go to break, the Joe Biden campaign is starting to shake in their boots because a brand new poll came out yesterday of 15 battleground states. Donald Trump was 1 point ahead, gross, that's 1 point ahead of all of the 15 states that were there. He was either tied or slightly ahead in every one of the 15 states that were polled yesterday.
That's right, Captain. And these states include Florida, Georgia, Maine, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Wisconsin. And did I mention Iowa? I think I did.
Yeah.
But yes, that was, so this is big time. And again, you know, people are starting to really pay attention to this.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And it's going to, and they'll see what's going on around them.
All righty, well, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we continue to motor on here in the overnight hours. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Lewis.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder. Larry Elder will be here in our listing area October the 23rd for the tour that Salem Radio Network is going to be bringing and putting on, and I'm going to be down there myself, Phil Grandy. Let's see, who else is going to be there? Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA will all be down there at the Hyatt Regency, the hotel down there in Sarasota, for the tour that happens every 4 years with Salem Radio Network. So there you go. And I'll be the MC that night. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Autoglass America. And in the times we're living in right now, folks, someone needs to give you a break. Now, here in Florida, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Autoglass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them the captain sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim, come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 cash back at the time of the service. Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, and Lakeland, plus other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And tell them the captain sent you for $100 cash today. And, Kyle, what did they say?
Autoglass America.
Right on key. Right on key. All right, there you go. Now, I want to mention again that if you haven't been paying attention, over the weekend, we just had an unbelievable series of shootings again. And of all places, Cincinnati, Ohio, 18 people shot, 4 people killed. New York City, they say, has erupted into a war zone, with 62 shootings reported at the time we were going on the air and 14 deaths attributed mostly to gang activity. Philadelphia exploded again. Chicago, we haven't heard a word out of Chicago yet, but I Sure, it's more of the same. So in the meantime, Kyle, things are getting worse, not better, in the blue cities.
That's very true. And I think, Captain, that it's going to begin to really change some minds. Even in many parts of the state of California, where people may have traditionally voted Democrat, it's sort of always been their way in that sense, but they have seen things happen over the last 5 months or so that have absolutely terrified them, I think. They can't imagine what's happening to their communities with the idea of defunding the police and these kinds of things. And not even to mention the restrictions and losing their businesses, or maybe just have lost their job altogether, and they don't see the leadership that is really necessary. And so I think they're going to be making some big changes.
And I've got a question here from Jesse, and Jesse is listening to us in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Is it true that Kamala Harris does not have support of the blacks? Well, not exactly. About one-third of the blacks say that they will not support her under any circumstances, while the Democrats in general are saying they'll support her, not the blacks. They do not consider her to be black.
Yeah, this is a real interesting sort of situation. Of course, it's all tied together with identity politics, basically. But when Joe Biden made that decision, they had to have some sort of inkling that it would be somewhat controversial within the black community, and so we'll be interested to see how they try to handle that.
Now, have you had a census worker come to your house yet?
I have not.
Did you fill out the census online then?
We did, yes, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Okay, well, they probably won't come to your house. But for the people where the Census Bureau is going to visit, 20% of American families are reporting they're short on food.
Yes, exactly right. And a lot of this, I'm sure, has to do not only with the, you know, just with the general state of affairs, but with COVID-19 layoffs or just simply the lack of income that so many people have.
Well, that's absolutely true. And unfortunately, the food pantries are running bare on a regular basis. There's a line to get into most of those places where they give the government assistance food. And some folks, and by the way, if you're unemployed, okay, when you were making the $300 a week or whatever, you were eligible for the food banks. Now that you're getting $600 on top of the $300, you're no longer eligible because of the income you're making.
Well, right. And some schools...
And by the way, the $600 went away. I should qualify that.
That's true. Yeah, mm-hmm. It hasn't been put back yet.
No.
But some school districts, they do a thing where you drive through, usually for the school lunch programs and so
mm-hmm.
forth. And
mm-hmm.
some of them have been doing, of course, since kids have been at home. But I think they can do a drive through. You have to check with your school, obviously. But I've seen different reports on the news where they will come through and get those school lunches to be able to take them home.
Mm-hmm. Now, the vote by mail going on down here in the Florida primary so far exceeds 2016 with the absentee ballots. Now, the requests for absentee ballots in Florida, where we do it again, I'll explain in a minute, is way up. Now, in Florida, with an absentee ballot, when you register to vote, you have to do a signature registration to vote on the form, whether it's by the internet or whether it's by in person or whatever. When you register to vote, there is a spot for your signature and you sign it. Okay. When they send out the absentee ballot, they check your signature on the absentee ballot to the signature they have on file for you. And if it doesn't match, your vote doesn't count.
Well, right. Well, that seems kind of reasonable. I mean, in other words, there has to be some kind of structure or rules. But every single time that, these get talked about, it's somehow morphed into, well, you're disenfranchising voters. But there has to be some responsibility. Now, of course, some people might need extra help or they might need assistance or these kinds of things. But remember, I think what the far left wants to do is they want to literally torpedo everything there is to about having the vote be done in an orderly fashion.
Yeah.
Because they want it to be chaos, basically.
Okay, Eric just chimed in the chat room. By the way, Kyle, how can they get into our chat room called the Captain's Group?
Well, what they can do, Captain, is if you go to Facebook and you're on your Facebook page, your Facebook account, there's a button called Groups, usually on the located on the left column. And if you type in, if you click on that and search for the Captain's America, you will see the Captain's America Third Watch, and you'll be able to click on that to join, basically.
Yeah, it's the official Captain's America Third Watch,
That's
how you get in there. You like the page, we see you like the page, and then we'll put you right in here during the course of the show, and you'll be in the chat room, and boom, away you go.
Absolutely.
Now, Eric is chiming in, and he's saying, I don't necessarily think that the blacks think that she isn't black. I think they think that she's not considered to be African-American. Well, that's a good point, too, Eric, and it's all part of the scenario she now faces, because she is actually Tahitian and Indian, as in the country of India.
Or Jamaican. I think her father's Jamaican.
Oh, Jamaican. What did I say? Tahitian. Jamaican, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, but again, but isn't this, it's an interesting thing, because obviously with all the talk about race, race relations in our country, and all these different things that have come up recently, it points up this idea that the Democrats are interested pretty much only in identity politics. And whereas, you know, Kamala Harris's, you know, her ancestry and so forth should be completely irrelevant. And we should be talking about what she believes or what she says she will do. What kind of experience does she have? And the same goes for Joe Biden. The same goes for any candidate. So the Democrats are actually painting themselves into a racial corner on these things.
Now, we're going to change gears, and we're going to go national and international with a couple of things here. First of all, the U.S. and South Korean troops are beginning a scaled-down military drill. This is an annual deal that they do, but it's not going full bore like it usually does because of the coronavirus and all that other sort of stuff. So nobody's really surprised to hear that, right?
Well, right, and the coronavirus, I think, is a big part of that. And also, of course, part of that is not trying to appease Kim Jong-un, per se, but the North will get very, very rattled by this. And, of course, China can be involved in that as well. I think that the president, will try to make things go as smooth as possible, such that if there's anything in the offing that can be done with North Korea, that could come to fruition.
Yeah, and by the way, Jeff in Los Angeles is chiming in, telling us about the ultimate. We had something here called the 2050 agenda in Florida, but he's telling us about something that's out there. I'm going to take a look at it during the break, and then I'll make a comment about it. But Kyle, hang on, folks. Kyle will be right back. We're going to change things a little bit. We got a lot of things to still talk about, and a very important story about Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley and the squad, and also something that Congressman Adam Kinzinger said. Wait till you hear this one. Rumors again. Birther rumors again. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats are speaking out about recent actions by the U.S. Postal Service. They claim the changes are designed to make it more difficult to vote by mail. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I'm demanding that the Senate hold hearings
and call Mr. DeJoy and the head of the Postal Commission before them this week. I'm demanding that Leader McConnell go into regular session so we can have these hearings.
On CBS's Face the Nation, President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, says the president's actions are because he cares.
I think what President Trump wants is a fair election. If you have a tried-and-true system where they've been doing it like absentee ballots, where there's some security mechanisms built in, that's totally acceptable. That's a great thing to do. But you can't have a new system being tried where there's not the right time to do it and expect them to get it right and then expect that Americans will have confidence in the elections.
This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Acura. And I'll tell you what, they are the latest addition to the Moss Family Automotive Family group of dealerships. It's Moss Acura. They're located at 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa. And Acura completes the very favorable comparison with other luxury brands. Now, the RDX SUV is the flagship of the Acura van. It has many features that are standard, like the panoramic moonroof, the Wi-Fi mobile hotspot, and Apple CarPlay. And the seats have the feel of buttery leather, and a hands-free liftgate makes loading groceries a breeze. Now, the RDX features a 2-liter turbocharged power plant with a 10-speed automatic transmission. And the best news about Moss Acura is you get the high level of service that the Moss Nissan stores are known for. Every vehicle comes with Moss Care, which gives you lifetime oil changes, tire rotations, surface shield protections, and many more added features. Now, you serve, you save. That means all active military, all veterans, all first responders, pastors, and church employees too, get discounts not only on service of 20% if you get your vehicle serviced, or if you want to buy a vehicle, you get a selected price, a tremendous discount, and if you tell them the captain sent you, you get another $500 off the vehicle of your choice. Now, the choice is simple, the choice is clear, the choice is here. Visit Moss Acura, 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan, or visit Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you to save that extra $500, and guess what? We got people coming on down here from Georgia, from Alabama, from the Carolinas, from Michigan, from Illinois, because you serve, you save. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Now, we mentioned the United States and the South Korean troops have started a scaled-down military drill, but little old Kim Jong-un up there has got problems of his own, and it looks like as if he's not slowing down any. It looks like as if he is still operating full speed ahead on trying to get some of that nuclear stuff going.
Well, certainly, and again, this is an ongoing concern for sure, not only because of the obvious, you know, strategic issues that are involved with that, but also because this continues to set the country of North Korea so far apart from the rest of the world, and in order to isolate it even further. So we have to wonder what's going on internally, because obviously the real priorities right now for North Korea should be dealing with coronavirus, obviously, but also about the people there that are literally starving in so many cases. And so this is going to put them on a collision course if something isn't done soon.
Now, Lebanon has also got a huge problem right now. They're facing their biggest danger. And the biggest danger is the government left. The government is in shambles. They need to have another election.
Well, exactly right. And the amount of chaos and anger that is going on right now in Lebanon is, you know, completely understandable, obviously, because of the blast that happened recently and what led up to that. But they have to get a handle on this very quickly. And they literally have to rebuild almost from scratch.
Well, there is video that shows something coming into the area where the fertilizer was stored. And whenever it struck the ground, it exploded. And you can see the flame and all that sort of stuff. There is a video that's out there, which is being examined thoroughly to see if they can figure out who fired a rocket at that facility.
Yes, exactly. So this is, again, big time development there.
All right, now here we go. The rumors have started up again about the birther issue. After an article appeared written by Professor John Eastman, Steve Cortez, the Trump advisor who was on Fox yesterday, said that the Kamala Harris eligibility is case closed. Now, Frank Silvato and I are going to discuss this at length when he comes on in hour number 4. And I would tell you, I'm not going to reveal any surprises here, but I would tell you, you are going to want to listen to what we have to say about this, because this is not the way some people are trying to say it is. And we've got these conspiratorial people out there throwing this nonsense out there again that just isn't true, Kyle.
Well, exactly right. And what that does is it only muddies up the waters completely, and it actually throws the president's campaign off message, basically. And that's one of those things. I mean, there's not a lot of days between now and the election, you know, quite frankly. And so the Trump administration has to concentrate on winning the cycle each day. Absolutely.
Well, you can think what you wanna. You can have all the conspiracies you want, but keep it to yourself, because you're wrong if you're thinking that Kamala Harris is ineligible. And we will explain why that is, what the law is, because the law is very specific, but people don't bother to look it up to see, because guess what? It's in the Constitution.
Well, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's in there under one of the amendments. But anyway, and then we've got Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger that just added fuel to the fire, and he said it's time to ditch the conspiracy theories, and you ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
And denounce QAnon.
Yeah, this is, again, it's one of those things where, you know, you start going off into, down rabbit holes, basically, and you start going down rabbit holes with the expectation that there's something going to happen that, is all behind the scenes and it's going to happen real soon and this kind of thing. It diverts from getting the real work done of winning the election and then, of course, governing as a result of that. And so, yeah, it can be very distracting.
Well, here's the thing. I saw what some of the posts were coming from that group, and they're totally off base. They don't get it. They don't understand what the issue is about and what can or can't be done about it. And what they're saying just isn't true, because they might have read part of the Constitution, but they didn't read the amendments.
Didn't read the amendments, and there's no context, basically.
Mm-hmm. And it was already destroyed with the Obama issue because of the way that was dissolved. And you are right, Eric, even though the people still can't find any information, you know, verifying. But it's a problem that they don't need to have. Now, you ready for this one? Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, you know who she is?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Member of the squad, right?
Oh, yeah, squad.
She is calling for insurrection. She's called for unrest in the streets. She's calling for an outright assault on all those who support President Trump, including senators, congressmen, governors, local politicians, and private citizens to be targeted by phone calls, emails, and protests in front of their homes.
Yep, that's right. She said there needs to be unrest in the streets as long as there is unrest in our lives, she said, and that's a direct quote. And so, again, you know, sending people into the streets for, quote-unquote, unrest doesn't sound like peaceful protests or to make our voice heard or those kinds of rhetorical political statements. Unrest in the streets conjures up the notions of exactly what we've been seeing on our TV screens and Internet devices, Captain. It's not going to end well in that sense.
Well, Judy in Sarasota had chimed in, sent me a message here. By the way, 152 independent messages that I can't even look at off to the side here. So, you know, go to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page. We'll see you, and then we'll put you in the chat room so you can converse with us that way. Now, Judy said she was listening to OAN Weekly today. The rioters have plans to ramp up mayhem and destruction should Trump win, and he will. The most disturbing thing to her was the threat of occupation and seize. Would this be a threat big enough to send in the National Guard and end this problem? Well, you betcha.
Well, of course.
You betcha.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think that, you know, if Trump wins the election, which, again, I concur, I think he will win the election, that will be almost a blank check to the rioters, Antifa and others, to simply cause as much chaos as possible. And they'll do it under the guise of we're going to get rid of the illegitimate president, that kind of stuff. And then even if God forbid Joe Biden wins the election, they might even do a similar thing, because it would be now we're really going to run amok. So this is why you see people, Captain, want to hunker down and be safe.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back to finish things off with Kyle Warren by doing the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and then of course Denise Simon comes up right after that. Lots more going on here. We're going to take a look at the weather, and don't go anywhere because Kathy is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. In this portion of the program, my Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot Travel Center and or Flying J Truck Stop. Make sure you stop on by. Check them on out. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You're going to be pleasantly surprised with the all-new Pilot Travel Centers. You might see a Wendy's. You might see an Arby's. Heck, you might even see a Dairy Queen full service with the ice cream and all the food to go along with it to boot. But whatever, it'll be great. And don't forget, might see an Arby's there, too. All right, here we go.
Pittsburgh are rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead of it, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. Taking little white pills in my eyes, all been white. I just passed the Jimmy in a wine. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. But it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like a sober guy.
I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Oh, yeah, Dave Dudley, 6 days on the road, and he's going to make it home tonight. Yep, yep, yep. And, you know, 6 days was a short trip for most guys because back in the day it took you a little bit longer than 6 days to go out to the West Coast, make the turn, and come back. Now they do it 48 hours out, 48 hours back from Miami. Go figure, right? Alrighty, well, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back in with us. Kyle, I'm going to read a weather statement, then I'll turn it over to you. Folks, it's going to be dangerously hot and dry, and the fire weather threats in the West are going to be at the dangerous level. Now, blistering, widespread, excessive heat continues across the West. Storms with abundant lightning from Nevada and eastern California, northeastward through southwestern Montana, is expected to start many new fires or increase fire activity. Now, isolated severe storms capable of strong and gusty winds are expected across parts of eastern Oregon into far southwest Idaho and southern Arizona. Also, we have weather down in the Louisiana and west Mississippi area. Severe thunderstorms have been pounding Louisiana and the New Orleans area for the past couple of hours. All right, Kyle, what you got going on out west?
Well, Captain, out west, we've got heat, and we've got heat, and then we've got some more heat, unfortunately. and that is really going to be the word of the day for the next several days,
mm-hmm.
especially through the American Southwest and Phoenix, of course. You know, we're looking at temperatures 109 degrees. Las Vegas, so we're looking at temperatures, get this, 110, projected maybe 126 degrees.
Good Lord.
Exactly. Coming through Southern California, we've got triple digits that are projected. Of course, the deserts in California already there, and then some. And then throughout Southern California, we have some monsoonal moisture on hand, and so that could also cause thunderstorms in our area, which could help spark fires, unfortunately, just as those thunderstorms could be projected as well up in the Sacramento area. So all over the state of California, we're on a heat watch or excessive heat warning. We've got fires burning, the Lake Fire, of course, the Ranch 2 or Azusa Fire, a little bit of good news. A suspect is actually in custody. It's a homeless man, we are told, that has been booked for suspicion of setting the Azusa Fire. But other fires are getting sparked, Captain, not only by lightning, but also there's a real concern about a lot of people who've gone out camping because they're not going other places for vacations.
Right.
A lot of first-time campers, they don't have the experience about campfires, and they're creating illegal campfires by simply making their own rock rings as opposed to being in the actual campsite. So rangers are doing double duty trying to make sure that those don't erupt, which some have, unfortunately, we understand. So as we go through the American West, it is just one large fire weather warning or heat advisory. If you go up through through Utah up to 15, we're looking at, I believe it's 90 to 100 to 105 or so as you head up the 15 freeway in Utah. Up in Washington State, we got 90s to 100 as you're going up the 5 freeway up through Everett and so on and Mount Vernon area. And all through the western part of Montana, heat advisory there. Idaho, heat advisory through Pocatello and Idaho Falls as well. And last but not least, Colorado, of course, having air quality concerns as they continue. We still have the different fires burning there, causing heavy smoke in the Grand Junction and Denver areas.
All right, and going down into Texas, the Dallas metro area, and down towards Houston, over towards Beaumont, you've got some poor air quality down there. You've also got offshore Louisiana, New Orleans, over towards Pascagoula, Mississippi. You've got some thunderstorms that have been coming in all night long in that area, on and off, so keep your eyes to the sky there. And then the only other problem that I see is up the East Coast from about Long Island, New Jersey, northern New Jersey, on up towards Maine, and that would be the possibility of some rip currents and whatnot, because Tropical Storm, now Depression Josephine, is going out to sea. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds Sounds good, Kyle.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. And, again, we appreciate him and all the different information we got out there tonight. Now joining us, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And we had something here yesterday. It was called a phenomenon, if you will, in Florida. They had a Trump boat parade, or I guess you could call it a flotilla, because I believe the boat formation was about 5 miles long. And good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Tell us about it.
Well, it's kind of interesting because they wanted it to be the largest flotilla on record, kind of like breaking the Guinness Book of Records, which I think was a boat parade that was in Malaysia that had, I think, 1,800 boats. Anyway, this one, according to one or two local news sources, said that it did break the record. I watched a good bit of it online. I will tell you that Kathy Chamberlain was there. She put out several videos. There were some politicians there, local politicians that were there on their own boat. So it was quite the spectacle.
Mm. Okay, because I saw one that George Buck put out, and that was it was about 26 minutes long, but I didn't see all of it. I just saw a little bit of it. Of course, on the day this was going on, I was at the gun show down in Port Charlotte, but that's okay. So,
all right.
So it was very well received, and they broke the record. So that doesn't count the people that were on shore either, does it?
Or on the bridges, correct.
Yeah, so there probably was another few thousand people watching it from the bridges and whatnot, maybe even on the beach, because then they go by the beach.
Of course, but in this case, they count the number of boats, so that's what was significant.
Well, how about that? Well, we'll see. I guess we'll know soon enough, won't we? But very little coverage national anywhere about this. I found that to be rather astounding.
I don't know why.
Well, this is a big deal. I mean, when you talk about, and again, well, there's no support for Donald Trump. And by the way, we are going to talk about this new poll that came out that blows all of that out of the water, because very quietly, behind the scenes, people are now suddenly to wake up, or beginning to wake up, and the poll numbers are starting to turn around, as we knew they would.
Well, again, you're the poll person, not me, but
that's
I am seeing that it is narrowing somewhat.
Yep,
so that's right.
Part of what I do, because it comes with the turf. All right. Well, we're going to tease what we're going to talk about when we come back, and that is the Democratic Convention, and it's going to be starting up, and there's quite a list of characters that are going to be talking, and some of them you're going to go, who? Yeah, exactly. Who? These are supposedly the up-and-comers in the Democratic Party. Ha-ha! All right. Kathy is going to take us to break here, Kathy Curtis. And we'll be back right after these messages in the Top of the Hour News.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.